God's Word, the Standard of Judgment, April 19. God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether it is good or whether it is evil, NKJV. The Bible is an unerring guide for the human race in every phase of life. In it, the conditions of eternal life are plainly stated. The distinction between right and wrong is clearly defined, and sin is shown in its most revolting character, clothed with the robes of death. If this guide is studied and obeyed, it is to us as the pillar of cloud, which led the children of Israel through the wilderness, but if it is ignored and disobeyed, it will witness against us in the day of judgment. God will judge all by His word. According as they have fulfilled or disregarded its requirements, they will stand or fall. All things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, said Christ, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. These words are of the highest importance, and should be our rule of life. But do we carry out this divine principle? Do we, when brought into contact with our fellow beings, deal with them just as we would desire them to deal with us in similar circumstances? God tests men and women by their daily life. But many who make high professions of service to Him cannot bear this test. In their eagerness for gain, they use false weights and deceitful balances. The Bible is not made their rule of life, and therefore they do not see the necessity of strict integrity and faithfulness. Anxious to amass wealth, they allow scheming dishonesty to come into their work. The world watches their conduct, and is not slow to measure their Christian worth by their business dealings. The Bible always tells the same story. With it, sin is always sin, whether committed by the possessor of millions or by the beggar in the streets. Better a life of deepest poverty crowned with God's blessings, than all the world's treasure without it. We may be very rich, but unless we have the consciousness that God honors us, we are poor indeed.